You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Bob, your service charge questions have sort of been answered. Tell people what you were curious about and when the response you've gotten.
All I wanted to know is when this became in vogue.
What did?
Service charges on your bill and then a gratuity.
Yeah.
I always want to take care of someone who takes care of us. I do. But this guy says, unrude dude, he says, service charges are routine, especially here in Florida, which is where he is.
What's the service that's been provided that they're charging for?
Becoming more routine elsewhere. In fact, it's most everywhere. The service charge is split between servers, other servers, not the one on you, bartender, runner, and any house additional gratuity.
Okay. So,
but I mean,
so it's a tip for everybody.
It's a tip for everybody, but yet you have to tip. And I want to tip the person who waits on them. That's who I deal with.
Yeah.
I don't know every single person in that restaurant.
So the service charge is split among everybody limits?
Server, bartender, runner,
cook.
The cook, does he get part of it or she get
manager?
Part of it?
I guess.
What's happening here,
I don't
Bob?
Know.
Everybody gets a tip?
I find it interesting, though, and you said this started in COVID. That's where it started?
Well, I think that it more so blossomed at that time, especially tips for takeout. Just because so many people were getting takeout orders because nobody could go anywhere.
How about when we were in Florida, staying at a place in Marco Island, there's a recreation fee. In addition
what?
I'm paying to stay at this place.
And you,
is a recreation fee?
Another reason to pay for something that you don't really shouldn't pay for. You're staying there. You're paying a nightly rate,
that's
which is a high one.
That's what I'm paying for at this car place today. They're now charging me for filters of every kind. What filter? What filter? Two different charges for a filter, Bob? And it's $75 a piece.
In addition to your $1,000 for your tires.
In addition to the alignment. How is the tie? How is new tires not include an alignment? You're going to put tires on, align them.
Absolutely. It should be part of the process, right?
And then you argue and then, oh, God. You know, it's a wonder. It's a wonder any of us are you know.
You need the oil filter. You need the filter motor.
You need the oil change. That's for sure. Do you really need one every 3,000 miles, Bob, or is that a scam?
I don't know. I'm sure you can go beyond 3,000 miles. I know I have before, and nothing's really bad happened. So whatever that means, it means. But yeah, they come up with things that you have to do. And it's probably true of doctor services as well. You know, you might need something to be looked at, but then they send you to different other places.
Yeah, and the more I think of it, right. And the more I think of it.
There are more people involved here, and they all get paid.
This money machine charge, for what? What's the service or what Why am I giving somebody money because they have to go and wire the money out of my account or something? Is it a labor charge? Just because I might go to PNC Bank and I might go to a money machine for Citizens or something, why do I get charged for that? Especially the amount of money I get charged.
Yeah, it used to be a fee that wasn't nearly as much as it is now. I don't know the reason.
And don't even start me with the airlines now. You pay for your ticket. Then if you want this, it's, you know, you want an extra bag. Then it's internet on the plane is a ridiculously exorbitant charge.
You know what the worst charge of them all is, though, guys? Tickets to sporting events and concerts. They'll throw in random fees for this, random fees for that. It's $10 here, $10 there. The fees amount to as much as you pay for the actual
ticket. They nickel and dime you to death, Bob.
It's more than nickel and diming. It's dollar and dollar. I mean, it's expensive to do anything anymore. There's no question about it, but what are you going to do? In the case of the service charge, you have to pay it because it's on the bill. They already include it.
I know.
You don't have a choice.
You're right. You don't have a choice. Well, you always have a choice. All right, Bob. Here's what Art told you the other night that jumped off the page and was a very good interview, I might add. Congratulations.
Thank you, Joe.
Art said, you asked him about the draft, how our prep's going. He said, God bless me, it's going to be the biggest crowd he thinks there's ever been at an NFL draft because of Pittsburgh's proximity to
so many cities. Other cities will come here.
What do we make of this? Are we excited about it? What's it going to look like? What's going to happen? Are you going, Limits? Are you going to be cheering the Steelers pick?
1,000% I will be going.
I knew you would.
Hopefully by then I will be able to make some connections to make sure I can sit close to the draft stage. As close as I can get, or I will be taking the day off and getting down there at 8 a.m.
Bob, what's your role? Do you know yet?
We have a lot of stuff we'll be doing. So
you're going
to
draft?
The problem is parking. You know, I think that's one of the things they're trying to figure out now, which is the best way to do it. They're going to use the rivers I'm sure they're going to use the rivers. They should, to park people away from the city or at least down the road a little bit and then bring them to the stadium that way or to the north or to the Point State Park. I'm sure they're going to have a lot of different things going on. I think it's going to be amazing. You will never see this many people in Pittsburgh like this, ever. Coming from all over, all these cities are so close. They're drivable. Their fans are crazy about their teams.
Have you been near the draft clock yet?
Yes.
Did you interview it?
No.
What have we got, 248 days?
248, I think, yeah.
Have you taken a photo near it?
No. Have you?
Not yet, but I think Donnie Football and his bride-to-be have. By the way, Bob, do we need to return our invitations? Or we haven't gotten an official invitation. We got that pre-invitation thing. What do they call that, limit?
Save the date.
Save the date. Do we have to respond to that?
No, you don't respond to save the date.
No.
You just save the date.
No, just save the date.
When it comes, you know it's coming.
Very, very self-explanatory there. We're all invited, all three of us?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, We often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
I think so.
I'm invited.
Bob?
Yes?
Bob?
Would have been uncomfortable if one of us wasn't. No. I'm invited. I can't wait.
I think it'll be a lot of fun.
Are you going to go?
I mean, I don't know. Date. What is the date?
I don't know.
Mark it down.
You're
yet,
supposed
so
to save
I
it.
And save it.
Bob, the date is March 21st.
Okay.
Your friend Limit's birthday.
Wow,
oh, my God. We can celebrate two events in one.
See, March should be that? Fine. I don't know what's going on in March. We're getting closer to April, which will be crazy for this
when they say,
draft.
Does anyone object? What's the thing they say at weddings? Do they still say that? If anybody has an objection,
yeah.
Raise, stand now or forever hold your peace or
you
something.
You very seldom see someone say anything.
But what I've if seen... I got up and said, I do, we haven't addressed Limit's birthday. Let's sing happy birthday. Should we?
I think that would be hilarious and Donnie would be okay with it. Sarah would be a little mad.
Sarah
but
might
Donnie
be mad.
Would appreciate
yeah,
it.
Yeah, you don't want, first of all, it's her day, not his. You can't do stuff like that.
What do you remember most about your wedding day, Bob?
Oh, man. It went fast. I remember, we have a lot. We had 500 people at our wedding.
Wow.
Which was too many.
Was John Steigerwald there?
He might have been. I don't remember how many from the station. We had a few of them.
Yeah.
But, man, I remember I never got the one thing I wanted. The only thing I told Lisa when we were doing this is I want to pick out the dessert because I like desserts. So we had this chocolate moussey thing.
Yeah.
And because we were talking to everyone, it came and it went. They put it there. I saw it in the distance. I wanted to excuse myself to go eat that dessert. By the time we got done with talking all these tables, it was gone. And I never got my dessert.
They don't even do cakes anymore, Bob. You know that? Donnie's not even having a cake.
Oh, I think you want a cake, don't you?
No. We talked about this last week, right, Limits?
I love wedding cakes.
He does not want a wedding cake.
Well, we had a big cookie room.
Back then they had cookie rooms?
Oh, yeah. And then for my two daughters, we had really big cookie rooms. But you got to have a cake.
I think so, right? Too. Even if it's just a little personalized cake for those two.
Yeah. With like,
yeah, it doesn't
I
have
feel
to be
like
for
if
everyone.
They don't get one, we should buy them one.
I do, too.
There has to be the, you know, you smush it in each other's face and all that.
We need like the little figurines of Donnie and Sarah on top of the cake.
And the
you
draft
need that.
Clock. Donnie, Sarah, and the draft clock figurine.
And the draft
would
clock.
Would be unbelievable.
Joe, you didn't ask if I've gotten any pictures of the draft clock.
Have you?
I think you know the answer.
Of course you have.
Of course I have.
Tell every us time, about it, Limits.
Every time I walk by the draft clock, I get a picture of it. My sisters and I, a couple of weeks ago, were like, they asked me, do you want to go see the draft clock? And I was like, of course I do. So we went and got a picture of the draft clock.
Where exactly is the draft clock?
So it's right by the stadium. It's close to, you know where the Mr. Rogers statue is?
Yeah.
So it's on that side right by the river. You can't miss it. If you're walking on the Riverwalk, you'll see it right
so
up the hill.
So where's the podium going to be where Bob announces the Steelers pick?
I think it's going to be probably outside the Hall of Honor.
Is that what you think, Bob?
On
yeah,
Arnie
I think there's still a lot of work to be done on what they're going to
well,
do.
Well, if you imagined
the NFL,
it.
The NFL has a big say in this, and of course they want their NFL experience, which is a big, massive.
Where's the massive outdoor gathering going to be, and what stage are they going to be looking at? Where's that all going to happen if you had to imagine it?
It's probably, and this is why parking will be a problem, because you're going to have to utilize all those parking spots that they have over there in front of Acrisure Stadium, I would imagine.
Yeah.
And then where do you put the people who are going to be there? They're going to have to go different places to find, you know,
I imagine Point State Park, but I'm wrong about that, huh? The way they used to do for Penguins victory celebrations?
No, I think they'll be utilizing it. There are a lot of entertainment options there, too, that come into play. So it just depends on where you want to end up going.
Do you think we'll get to do live shows from there? Somewhere around there?
I think it's going to be very difficult to get around. I really do. So trying to get into town is going to be a big problem. Potentially.
Yeah. But we can handle it, can't we?
We're used to those kinds of things.
What's the biggest sporting event that's ever come to Pittsburgh? This?
This will be it, I think, for sure. I mean, not counting, AFC championship games or Stanley Cup finals or, you know, those are limited kind of in terms of how many people come in to watch it.
Right.
U.S. Opens, all that. But this will be the biggest, by far, the biggest amount of people in the city for a four-day span, too. They'll spend a lot of money. Economically, it's very good for the city of Pittsburgh.
Thank you, Bob, for that update. I think that's a big deal. And when he said that, it had that been said before? Was that already widely known? Because my ears perked when Art said that.
I don't know if it's widely known. I think
or believed, widely believed.
Yeah, I think a lot of people believe it's going to be the biggest. What do they have, like 700,000 in Detroit? They had a lot of people.
So we're going to have
Vegas.
A million people here?
I think it'll be over a million people.
At one time?
Well, I don't know about one time, the whole draft. I think over the course of the 4 days, basically.
Detroit had 775,000 attend over the 3 days.
Over the 3 days,
and
okay.
And Nashville had the previous high of 600,000.
Well, yeah, let's shoot for a million, Bob.
Why not?
Yeah.
Easy access. A lot of people can drive here. Doesn't take all that long.
Maybe Ron will come back for it.
No, I don't think he likes crowds like that.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.